Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a Christmas story from Darius Ace Coleman, a student at the Dayton Early College Academy. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
Before you spend too much time wondering what to give that teenager on your holiday shopping list, you should listen to this story first by Darius Coleman, who says his parents always brought him everything he wanted.
My name is Darius Coleman. I'm 16, born and raised in Dayton, Ohio. I go to a school called Decker High.
I play football, had a perfect season, 0-10.
I live with my mom, Janae. I go to my dad's house every other weekend. His name is Anthony.
My story is about always being spoiled and just getting anything I really wanted, but I always just like ended up breaking whatever it was. I just got like bad luck with just taking care of stuff. I got so many examples of just being spoiled. I'm always told I'm getting spoiled. My sister even calls me spoiled butt all the time.
Both my parents make good money, so I'm blessed to never have to worry about money troubles or not having food on the table when I get home. My dad's the main one that spoils me, like in 2011, when he got me an ATV on my 8th birthday. An ATV is like a big dirt bike. It was a yellow camo one. It cost like $500. I didn't have it for too long, though. Me and my cousin, Lil Craig, he let me drive it. 20 seconds later, the ATV was just destroyed. In 2012, during Christmas, he got me another ATV. This one was red and white, super bad. But my cousin Boo Boo, he broke it during one of Dad's bonfires. I still know how to drive it, though. I remember breaking like 4 or 5 tablets, like Samsung ones, just from cracking the screen, dropping one in water. One, I think I just straight up lost it. I got a hoverboard. The thing was strong, but unfortunately, I lost the charger to it, and now just sitting in the side of my room, collecting dust. Dad got me this dog. I don't remember what the dog's name was, and it just used to destroy everything. He used to pee all over the house. One day, I just went to Dad's place, and he was like, I got rid of the dog. He just said that he was walking it, then he just gave it to some kid. Just never heard back from that kid. Never heard anything about the dog. Whatever. In 2011, I remember like 2 more dogs. They would poop, eat the poop, and I don't know why, because I always gave them food. I was like, man, we don't have to lose another one of these. After about 2 or 3 weeks of having them, we just gave them to some other family. And I was happy with that. I didn't really want those 2 dogs. This year, for my birthday, I turned 16. My mom got me my first car. It's a 2006 Jeep Grand Cherokee. I remember on the first day when my brother just dropped it off at mom's place, handed me the keys, I just jumped out the house, straight into the car, turned the key, then just started just bumping music. All I did was just listen to music. I messed up the car in the first like 5 minutes of having it. The battery broke somehow.
If you're like spoiled already, don't do the same things I did. Just be a little bit more responsible.
Right now, I'm trying to get a job just so I can support myself and be able to pay for gas and stuff like that. So I just turned in about like 3 or 4 applications to Walmart, Dollar Tree, and Save-A-Lot. So hopefully I get hired pretty soon. My family has always been there for me, giving me stuff, always supporting me, dealing with all the stuff I break. I know they love me anyway. I love them, and I don't know what I would do without them. But
I am looking forward to Christmas.
I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And
for Dayton Youth Radio at DECA, this is Darius Coleman.
Fireside's blazing bright.
That's a story entitled Land of Plenty, written and produced by Darius Ace Coleman, a junior at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to Ann Rasmussen at DECA. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.